This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do you guys believe in jinxes? I do. I have jinxed myself over and over and over again. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was about to say something to my husband and then jinx it all. And I had noticed that we haven't had a fight in a while. And every time I think that, we end up fighting about something. And I'm really nervous because I'm trying to figure out what the topic's going to be. You know, I mean, so far, so good. You know, I mean, nobody's doing anything stupid. We don't have any major, you know, in-law events to go to. Because usually, you know, we'll get grumpy about that. Right? Hopefully nobody gets fired. So we shouldn't be arguing about money. But I just feel like we are going to have a fight. And we're going to have a fight soon. And this idea of jinxing, gosh, it's like, it's century old where, you know, somebody can think of something or wish something on you or cast a spell. I think it started back in the 1600s. I don't know exactly. But there was a medical article that came out saying that if you fight with your spouse, it can make you sick. And the funny thing is I may be right. I'm usually right. When I fight with my husband, I'm usually right. And I may feel good temporarily when I win an argument, but I feel sick whenever we fight. I really feel sick. I hate it when we don't get along. Now, it's not often, but it's true. So the science behind it is apparently there's a recent study from Ohio State University. And I found that when married couples, so they only let the married couples, have bitter arguments, they are more likely to suffer what they call a leaky gut. And they say that can unleash bacteria into the blood and drive up disease-causing inflammation. Now, the lead author is Janice Kecolt-Glaser, a PhD, director of the Institute for Behavioral Medicine Research at Ohio State. It said anything that promotes inflammation chronically can lead to a number of different health problems. Now, I don't understand bacteria coming from your colon seeping into your bloodstream. I don't like that. The whole purpose of the colon and its thick wall or your intestine is to keep bacteria out of the bloodstream. However, we do know that bacteria communicate with the brain. So there could be some signals where there could be some overgrowth. And if we get some inciting of the immune response, that can make you sick. And inflammation has been linked to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, you know, stress in general can mess you up. So for this study, this doctor and her colleagues, this is reported by Fox News, surveyed more than 40 physically healthy married couples who reported a range of marital satisfaction. And then the couples were prompted to discuss and try to resolve issues. Were they both in the same... Oh, no, no, no. No, yeah, the couples were together. Okay, there is no way I am going to be honest with Corey in the room. No way. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're good. Well, how's the bedroom? Fine. Like, I'm really going to be actually bringing things up in front of him? No way. Same thing, he won't do that with me. Well, you know, she doesn't always shave her legs. He's not going to say that. Anyway, so there were 20-minute discussions. The couples were left alone and videotaped. The researchers later observed how the couples fought, particularly paying attention to their verbal and nonverbal behaviors, such as dramatic eye rolls or criticism of their partner. Some would respond by saying, "We'll never agree on this." Others would get real nasty and say things like, you idiot. How could you possibly say something like that? See, I was taught to never call my husband an idiot. And he doesn't call, you know, we don't call each other stupid. We don't call each other dumb because that's not effective. If he says something dumb, me calling him dumb, that doesn't solve the problem. That just insults him and makes him more mad. I would rather disprove his argument and make him come to the conclusion that, oh, you know what? That's a better way. You are smart. Yeah, I am. So the interactions were scored accordingly. They looked at body language, tone of voice. Researchers compared blood drawn from the couples before their discussions and after. And they said that there were leaky gut biomarkers called LPS binding protein that were higher in those who were hostile than those who were more calm. Now, we know that stress could lead to, quote-unquote, leaky gut in mice. Again, I don't like the idea of the thought that bacteria escape the bowel and get into your bloodstream. That could lead you to sepsis. I think the science has to be a lot better defined on this. But we do know that when people fight, they get grumpy. They say in a healthy marriage, you have to do emotional housekeeping. You have to discuss disagreements, but it's the way you discuss them that has an impact on your health. So, all right, what does that mean for you or I? Well, what it means is we start getting sick of each other. And we start predicting what the next person's going to say. And you actually start to not really argue with each other. You start to, you know, say something and then you just kind of go to your corner. And so for some of us, not fighting may actually be a sign of marriage issues than actually fighting. Fighting means you care about something. Not fighting, where you guys don't give a damn, that could be worrisome. There was a study looking at 2,000 people, and they said the main arguments for men and women that cause breakups are the following. For women, we wanted different things in life. I wanted more time than my ex could offer. We argued constantly. We were in different stages of life. It was bad timing. For men, they complained that we had issues with intimacy. We wanted different things in life. She cheated on me. We argued constantly, and we were in different stages in life. So it's very interesting how we argued constantly is common for both women and men. For men, we had issues with intimacy. When women start to lose their sex drive, that's a big issue with men. But cheating seems to be more of an issue with men than women. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-C-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is getting uglier and uglier, and the liberals are really scrounging and grabbing at straws, or actually probably even less, finding specks in the ground to try to bring Kavanaugh down. Apparently, they're saying that he was questioned back in 1985. This is supposed to prevent him from becoming a Supreme Court justice. Brett Kavanaugh was involved in an altercation at a local bar, during which he was accused of throwing ice on another patron. Oh, no. He threw ice. He didn't throw the glass. He didn't throw a punch. He threw some ice. Well, that means he was drinking an alcoholic beverage. Are you kidding me? They say the incident occurred in September 1985. This has been reported by the New York Times. During Mr. Kavanaugh's junior year, oh my gosh, he threw ice. And it resulted in Mr. Kavanaugh and four other men being questioned by the New Haven Police Department. Finally, somebody finds some record of something that happened in the 80s when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh. Boy, something is finally in the record books on Brett Kavanaugh. They found something. And he threw ice. I am pretty sure Ruth Bader Ginsburg has thrown a book or two in her life. And a book could technically cause more pain and damage than ice. Mr. Kavanaugh was not arrested. But the police report stated that a 21-year-old man accused Mr. Kavanaugh of throwing ice on him for, quote, some unknown reason. A witness to the fight said Chris Dudley, who was a Yale basketball player, who was friends with Mr. Kavanaugh, then threw a glass that hit the man in the ear. A glass? That was, really? That's according to the police report, which was obtained by the New York Times. The report said that the victim, Dom Cozzolino, was bleeding from the right ear. He was treated at a hospital. Mr. Dudley denied the accusation. Mr. Kavanaugh did not want to say if he threw the ice or not. So the report referred to the altercation, which occurred at a bar, as, quote-unquote, an assault. It did not say whether anyone was arrested, and there was no indication that charges were filed. So they have something from the 1980s. Brett Kavanaugh was never arrested, was only questioned. How many of us have been questioned by the cops? Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing out here? Oh, I'm Christmas caroling. I'm singing. Why? Well, we got a disturbance of the peace, and it's like June. Well, yeah, but I like to sing. Okay, you know how many... So, is that going to come up? You know, this is just so outrageous. And it's, you would think... I got to tell you guys something. I almost thought... And forgive me. Because you know how Donald Trump is actually a master at causing distraction and giving the media little bits to piranha-ize so he could do work he needs to do. And for a split second, if Kavanaugh's innocent, I was thinking maybe this isn't the Democrats, maybe it's the Republicans going, look, we need to get our trade deals, we need to deal with Iran, we got a lot of stuff we need to do. Let them deal with it. I don't think so. I don't think anybody would have done this on purpose on the right. But I got to tell you, this really is a distraction. And the one thing that keeps hitting me in the face with this is there's a lot of effort and sweat, blood, sweat, and tears going into these stupid little things. Somebody claiming assault is not stupid. That's huge. But this, he threw ice. Threw ice? Who gives a damn? We have a Supreme Court that has now just started another term, and there's not a ninth person on there, which means they're going to be a hung court. And I understand the liberals are like, you know what, we will fight this. I mean, we'll get bloody, and they are getting bloody. So, apparently Chuck Schumer was now trying to highlight, as well as a lot of the liberals are highlighting, that Kavanaugh has anger issues. That when he was at his confirmation hearing, he was mad and distraught and tearful. Well, duh! You guys are accusing him, or you have allowed a circus to come out of the woodwork 36 years later saying he's a gang rapist. Really? That he was quote-unquote Bill Cosby-ing people in terms of drugging drinks and of, by the way, I hear Bill Cosby's doing really well. He's in jail and he's doing really well. He's got some friends and, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But this guy's kids have to hear this. His mother has to hear this. And if it was at all true, why only now did it come out? Well, because I didn't want to say anything. Apparently, one of the most vicious allegations against him, more vicious than Ford, was from this lady, Julie Swetnick. She's the one that said that at these parties there were trains of gang rape guys standing in line to rape somebody, and she had frequented these parties a lot. I mean, personally, I would have fled and called the police the first time. I don't think I would have kept coming to these parties. But apparently, in an exclusive interview with Laura Ingraham on Fox News, an ex-boyfriend of Julie Swetnick has now cast doubt on her stability and allegations. Apparently, there were a lot of, shall we say, threats that she made to her ex, Richard Vicenni. You will never, ever see your unborn child alive. She even at one time said, I'm just going to go over there and kill you guys. Apparently, he dated Swetnick off and on for 7 years, maintained that she never once mentioned to him any of these claims that were apparently brought forth, first time. Now, again, both sides don't really have a lot of credible, evidence-packed testimony, but this is a circus, and we're spending all this time. We're dissecting little pieces of ice, and something's not right. Do I think he is psychologically fit to be a Supreme Court justice after his testimony? If he has been falsely accused and there is no proof of any assault, I think his response was 1,070% normal, and in fact, I think it was subdued. I would have been cussing. Everybody thinks, well, when you're on the Supreme Court, you have to be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, where you barely crack a smile. No. You're allowed to have personality. Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, they have personalities. You're allowed to have a personality. You're allowed to feel. Judges are allowed to feel. They're not supposed to be partisan, but boy, did the Supreme Court blow that out of the water. Now, what we are being told is the FBI has completed its interview of Brett Kavanaugh's friend Mark Judge. So they may be on track. This was a huge milestone in their quote-unquote one-week investigation. We don't know exactly what has transpired with that, but Judge had furnished a letter to the Senate Judiciary rebutting Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that he was present during a sexual assault. Ford claims Judge was in an upstairs bedroom and jumped on top of the couple, toppling them and allowing her to escape. Now, remember, her psychologist that documented this years ago said there were four men. Now, Kavanaugh strongly denied the charge. We're assuming Mark Judge did, too. And Judge had issued a written statement following Kavanaugh Ford's testimony, saying he does not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony. I never saw Brett act in the manner Dr. Ford describes. Judge says, as a recovering alcoholic and cancer survivor, I've struggled with depression and anxiety. As a result, I avoid public speaking. And he's allowed to not, you know, be a part of the circus. Absolutely. That it looks like he gave his testimony. So we'll see what comes of this. But if somebody sat stoically through all this, I would think that is more odd than anything Kavanaugh said or did during his hearing. He should be upset. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claiming that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his legal team tried to refute an accusation of sexual misconduct before it was made public. NBC News is reporting that Kavanaugh exchanged text messages with mutual friends of his and Deborah Ramirez. Ramirez is the woman who has accused Kavanaugh of exposing himself to her during a dorm party at Yale in the 1980s. In the texts, Kavanaugh reportedly tried to convince at least one of their mutual friends to go on the record in his defense, just as the Ramirez story was to be published in The New Yorker. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying again today on the Senate floor that there will be a vote on Kavanaugh this week.
We'll have the opportunity to vote yes on this fine nominee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So CT, his letter C.T, all right, says, in the 90s, my ex in a fight called the police when we were getting loud. She claimed I hit her. I didn't. The police did a report but left. And in the report, they said they could not see evidence of assault. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if police write that, but that's what he says. I'm now applying for a job. Do I bring this up in my interview? Whoa. All right. I don't know much about police reports. Luckily, I haven't had many police reports. But if there is a police report out there that says you were quote-unquote innocent, even though that's not really what police reports do, but if somebody claimed you did something, there is a police report, so you're mentioned. Okay? But, obviously, charges weren't levied, and you know, you weren't arrested, and it just ended there. Then my guess is, you know, you're probably, you know, okay, pretty safe. But what's very interesting, that CT writes, CT, it's so funny because it's like CAT scan. C. I can't give him a name, though. And I get why they want to be anonymous. Do you bring up, that's the issue here, do you bring up in a job interview that there is somebody from your past that may come out of the woodwork? So do you get it out in the open and done now, or do you stay quiet and move on? I would probably say I don't think I would bring it up in the interview at all. Because the one thing we're learning with Kavanaugh or anybody else is something will, how do I say this? You might bring it up, let's say, at the job interview. And go, look, I just want to let you know with all the Kavanaugh stuff going on, there was a prior issue. It turned out to be nothing. We're good. So whoever's interviewing may be like, well, I don't care. I mean, that was nice you told me, but, you know, we're not worried. But then all of a sudden, something could happen at work years from now. And then they start to get scared and go, you know what, we better clean house. If anything could come back and haunt us from a PR standpoint, let's clean house. And so you're bringing that up when it was in the vault in the past. You didn't do anything. You never got arrested. Now, if you got arrested, yeah, I think you have to bring that up. I think most job applications want any prior convictions, to be honest. I think they only care about prior convictions. But this is a different world. If this was in the 90s, I would say you have nothing to worry about. You did nothing wrong. Now, like we saw with Kavanaugh and the ICE, throwing ICE at somebody, you could be trying for some position that's a pretty big position, and you might have spent your whole life dedicating your life to getting to that position, and then something like that could come back to haunt you. I've heard of this. Where people in a fight will call the police, they'll get so mad. They'll be like, you know what, I'm going to call the police. The police will be on my side. And a lot of the police, especially in the 90s, they were like, look, you know, what's going on here? Okay, you know, we got better things to do. Is anything really, really going on? And so, you know, good for the police for being able to discern, you know, whether something was going on or not. But you know, job interviews and how to deal with your job and all that. Right now, any one of us has to expect that somebody could say anything about us, even if it's fake. And the burden of proof is going to have to be on us. So I don't think you would not get the job not bringing up that there was a police report for a false claim. I don't think you would not get the job because if anybody ever says in your job, wait a second, you had a report, and you didn't tell us. You said, well, the application only asked about convictions. Somebody making a false claim that the police didn't think was you know, worthy of, you know, pursuing. I didn't think that was anything that mattered. It was a false claim, and it was nothing. It was much to do about nothing. And so you could protect yourself that way. It saying something now, hoping that your job will have your back 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now? No. People don't have your back. Loyalty, job loyalty, employer, employee loyalty, colleague loyalty? No. No one has your back. Everybody says the only people you could trust is family. No, actually you can't. I've had family members stab me in the back. Everybody turns. It's a real negative thing to say and very pessimistic, but I've seen family at their worst. I've seen friends at their worst. I've seen exes at their worst. I've seen people who you thought that you would be, you guys would be blood brothers, and no. People end up fighting. Sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's jealousy. Sometimes it's love. Sometimes people are so close that they don't realize that there's love attached to it. And then all of a sudden that happens. And one side isn't there while the other side is. And then it falls apart. I have seen every type of relationship in the book fall apart when you would think it shouldn't. So you can't trust anybody. You also can't trust what society would do. If, you know, somebody at work decides to claim, you know what, I think we need to, you know, shape up around here. I think this employer is not taking sexual harassment seriously. Then human resources is going to start going through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Or maybe that'll never happen. So the moral to that is if you did something wrong and you had a conviction, you have to be honest on your application. But if your application doesn't ask about false claims, then you don't have to bring it up. That would be my opinion. Now, if they ask you, have you ever had a false claim or have you ever been in an altercation where somebody said you did something and it didn't amount to anything criminally, then yeah, you have to be honest and you have to answer that. But to bring up stuff from the past, and I got to tell you, I don't know if I have memory issues or not, but I tried to think back to 1982, and now we're kind of going back to Ford Kavanaugh, to see if maybe I have memory issues. Why don't I remember more of that year, 1982? And, I'd like to hear from you guys, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you guys remember something that happened 36 years ago? Some of you weren't even born. You were a little egg in your mom's ovary. For me, I was really young. I was in grade school, I believe. Grade school going into middle school. I don't remember much. I can hardly remember. I don't even remember my teacher. I don't remember my best friend. Now, true, I was a kid, so maybe your memories are different. But then if I could think, okay, then let me fast forward to the 90s when I was in college. I roughly know who my best friend was in college because we stay in touch. I don't remember any parties. I know there were parties. I don't remember. Now, if something traumatizing happened, like a shooting or whatever, yeah, I would probably remember that. And if you recount the events, maybe. But I think the average person wouldn't remember a lot of details. And so, when we come back to what's happening with Kavanaugh, apparently Kavanaugh, the latest, he's not going to be teaching his Harvard class. I'm being told he withdrew. Other people are saying he got fired. I don't think he got fired, but he's not going to be returning to Harvard Law School to teach. This person's life, if he ended up being innocent and being proved innocent, is still over. No one's going to touch him with a 10-foot pole, which makes anybody else who wants to apply for the Supreme Court or any big position hesitant and vulnerable. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. PrivateInternetAccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom has issued a warning after her 7-year-old son his hand blew up like a balloon. Because he suffered second-degree chemical burns. Why? He was picking limes. Now, little Cameron Suila from Hollister, California, was left with these injuries after a day spent picking oranges and limes with his sister during a family trip to Disneyland. They said the little boy had no symptoms at first, but 3 days later, he complained to his mom that his right hand was stinging. She dismissed it at first, but then had to rush him to the hospital that night because his hand swelled up like a balloon. So he was diagnosed with something called phytodermatitis, which is caused by a reaction from the citrus fruit and sunlight. And apparently this condition could be triggered by limes. And it could lead to blistering, stinging, and raw burning flesh. She says her son's hand is still severely burnt. He also got a painful rash on his chest and tummy. Poor little kid. I'm looking at him right now. Poor little baby boy. He was having such a good time picking fruit. It seemed like a harmless and fun thing to do. Apparently the mom's a photographer and part-time a teaching assistant. His hand was so huge it was like a balloon. You never want to see a child in pain like that. And she broke down in tears. So, apparently they had arrived at Orange Land RV Park in Orange, California. They set up camp that afternoon and kids went fruit picking. When we arrived at the camping ground, we noticed that there were tons of citrus trees nearby, really pretty. Most of the fruit on the trees was ripe, and right away the kids asked if they could pick the fruit. They had a fun day picking fruit while we were setting up camp. Afterward, they put the fruit on the picnic table, and then they started playing with it. They had never had a grapefruit before, so I cut the grapefruit open so they could try it. They had a couple of bites. They were squeezing the fresh limes into their water, and kids get messy, so the juice was dripping everywhere. It was a warm day. The son had shorts on. He was getting a lot of sun. And then over the next few days, the family went to Disneyland. So that 3 days later, he started to get all puffy and painful and all that. So how do we treat phytodermatitis? Well, we give a steroid shot. We also will give antibiotics. And we start with a steroid to calm down. We start with a steroid to kind of calm down the inflammation. Many doctors will give an antibiotic because if he's itching and tearing open some of those little crusts that he has on his body, he may get an infection. Many times I got to get an allergist involved. I've seen one case of this, and it's basically the body just reacts. And the inflammatory response is much, the body didn't like the acidity. Something triggered the body to say, you know what, I got to protect myself. And unfortunately, when the body decides to do that, it hurts its host. So luckily, he's doing okay. We'll keep you guys posted on him. Someone not doing so okay is a former Playboy model. There's a former Playboy model who was diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, she refused chemo and is reportedly using cannabis oil instead. Carrie Parker lives in England, very pretty lady, and she told the Daily Mirror that she started to use cannabis oil after her doctors told her in September that the brain cancer had returned. She said health professionals wanted her to have 10 to 12 cycles of chemo, and that was her best chance at survival, but told her, quote, no one with brain cancer has managed to have the full lot. Meaning maybe tolerating it or being able to go through all the treatments. Now, she used to be Miss United Kingdom. She did have a tumor removed from her brain. And she said, cannabis, which is still illegal in England, she goes, knowing using cannabis means I could be put in prison, I truly believe it is the only chance I have of survival. She said she'd prefer for her hair not to fall out, which is a common side effect of chemo, and she doesn't want her face burned from radiotherapy. She says, I train daily, I run a model academy and a nutrition business, and I don't want cancer to affect all this. Wow. So, can cancer, can CBD oil fight her brain cancer? That's a tough one. We do not have enough evidence that cannabis, if you smoke or eat it, will travel to the brain and through the endocannabinoid system, conquer nasty, aggressive brain tumor cells. However, in laboratory settings, some scientists have reported that THC or other cannabinoids like the CBD may slow growth or kill some types of cancer cells. So, do we have to, when it comes to marijuana, and these studies, first, we're not studying it fast enough. And I've told you guys this, and I'll stand by it. I voted to legalize marijuana in my state. Not because I wanted people driving on it. Not because I wanted the kids exposed to it. but because I wanted, and I do want federal legalization of marijuana so we could study it. I do think there are medicinal properties. I do not want it, though, being a free-for-all. I don't want kids getting access to it. I don't want drivers on the road, and unfortunately that is a side effect of this, so I'm not sure where we're going to go with this. But the reason why we don't have any studies on it is because it's, or enough studies, is because it's been illegal for so long. And maybe once we get the studies and we could prove that it doesn't work, then we could illegalize it again, or we could control it or regulate it again. But there's all these questions. Now, let's say it does work. Well, why does it work? How does it work? If you inject a tumor directly with CBD, will we see some of the same results being touted by some scientists in the lab? Now, the other thing, too, also is we don't always hear about all these failed experiments. When we say, oh, this will work, and then it doesn't, does it get written up? If they go, well, I don't know if it's, you know, it might not always get written up. You know, I like to pick football teams on who's going to win. And so I figured that the Chiefs would win the other day, right, against the Broncos. Broncos are good considering. I mean, wow, what a great comeback, but still. And so whenever I'm wrong, do I tell you guys about that? No. But I'll tell you when I'm right. I was right about the Chiefs winning. So that's a problem. And so if we have people that have brain tumors that are holding off chemo because they heard that one study out there said CBD could slow the growth or kill cancer cells, we need to get the full story. And if skin-on-skin contact or cell-to-cannabis contact needs to be done in order to see the true effect of cannabis on marijuana, then that has to be explained to people. Not, oh, you know what, you can eat a brownie and you're good, or you could smoke it and you're good. You have a blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier offers certain protection. You might not get enough cannabis to get that brain tumor. Now, in her defense, all right, well, she said, cannabis has helped many others with cancer. I'm willing to put my faith in it, too. I can't imagine any judge would convict a girl for using cannabis to save her life. It's a risk I'm ready to take. In her defense, she tried chemo, and the brain tumor came back. So, if I was her doctor, I would be in a real, real tough position. She obviously much tougher. Because I couldn't say use the marijuana. I could get sued by her family. I would have to say, look, we need to go for this again. But she has a patient would be like, Dahlia, look, it didn't work. I don't want to go through that again. I want to try something else. And then I would have to say, well, what if there's something else doesn't work? We don't know enough about it. And if she goes, this is my decision, it's her decision. If she does not want to go through another surgery or more chemotherapy, it's her decision. But we do need proper education out there. She thinks marijuana helps fight cancer and it's helped other people with cancer. We don't know that for sure. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.